the future of wine grapes in our state. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Michigan winemakers are exploring a variety of options to get the most out of their crops. Chris Zollers reports they're experimenting with growing hardier grapes to handle whatever curveballs Mother Nature throws.
Michigan is now the eighth largest wine grape growing state. The grapes we grow really have to like Michigan weather no matter what happens. Right now, we've got room to improve.
Every 10 years, you will get 3 years that will be very, very challenging. So 30% of the time, you're going to have problems in Michigan growing grapes or producing high-quality wines.
That's Paolo Sabatini. He's with Michigan State University, and his mission is to help grapes thrive in Michigan's various climates. In March 2012, temperatures spiked to 80 degrees, then plummeted with a series of hard freezes. Later in the season, a drought added to the devastation for almost all of Michigan's fruit crops. But Sabatini says that crazy weather actually created terrific wine grapes.
That's the reason why the 2012 vintage will be one of the most important vintage that people, we remember for the quality of our wines. The winemakers are producing right now, and they will be on the market soon.
He says the early weather didn't bother wine grapes since they start growing later, and the drought actually allowed flavors to intensify in the grapes. So far this year, Sabatini says we've had a more typical start to the season, but he's researching other ways to help winemakers succeed. Sabatini is exploring about 50 different varieties from regions in France, Italy, and Spain. He thinks they may do very well in Michigan's climate. He says growers are doing a couple of things to minimize the impact of Michigan's rainy season. He says vineyards now plant cover crops to compete for water. That makes sure vines don't absorb too much moisture. Another tactic he's researching is leaf pinching. Grape growers pinch leaves to allow proper airflow and sun to reach the grape clusters. This minimizes a fungus that can damage the berries. Lee Lutz is head winemaker of Black Star Farms in Suttons Bay, Michigan. He says Sabatini has suggested an Italian technique of partially drying the grapes to concentrate the flavors. It creates a wine called Passito.
It has a nice balance of alcohol and sometimes a little bit of an earthy, spicy element to it. It's pretty interesting, but it's not really something that's being done much in the U.S. at all.
Lutz sees a lot of potential in a new hybrid variety called the Marquette. It was developed in Minnesota and combines the hardiness of wild red grapes with robust flavor and larger berries.
It has great color. The key to it is that it's very winter hardy and it tends to ripen in a shorter period of time.
Most of Michigan's wine grapes grow within 25 miles of Lake Michigan. MSU's Paolo Sabatini says that lake effect protects the vines from snow in winter. It also retards bud break in spring, and that helps avoid frost damage. And it extends the growing season by up to 4 weeks.
When the grapes are going through the ripening process with this kind of temperature, especially the cool nights and the low temperature during the fall, they maintain distinctive characters in the fruit that's reflected in the wines.
Sabatini says there's room for Michigan's wine industry to expand even more. He's looking at some hybrid varieties that he says could allow grape growing in the Upper Peninsula to expand significantly. For the Environment Report, I'm Chris Zollers.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.